This is Jay Sekulow. The American atheists say they're depressed knowing that that cross is going to be in the Ground Zero Museum.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Organizers using items that survived the attacks to help tell the story of 9/11. A cross that a construction worker says he discovered standing amid the wreckage of the Twin Towers.
They took this icon, they effectively made a religious shrine inside the memorial on public land with public money. 9/11 had nothing to do with Christianity.
Right.
Christianity hates that this had nothing to do with them. This was not about Christianity at all, except that Christians died.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
So they were using this tragedy right away, immediately, to exploit it for their own selfish purposes. It had nothing to do with any charity or any concern, or they wanted to share your grief with you. This was about exploiting a tragedy for their own selfish gain.
No, I watched the second plane fly into the tower. I saw the towers come down. I saw friends. I saw people jumping out. It was a horrible scene. When that cross emerged, it was kind of like the symbol of hope. And that whole area was devastated. And then we saw that, and it was like, there's hope.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We are on a deadline to get a brief filed in New York. The case involves the American Atheist Association. They have filed suit against the city of New York, against the Port Authority, against Governor Christie, and others, because the Museum Authority, which is a nonprofit group, has decided that two steel beams that are in the shape of a cross that's been subject to this controversy would be included within the museum at the 9/11 site. So it's going to be part of the history. Why? Because it's part of the historical fact. The American atheists have objected. They've actually filed a lawsuit, and I'm reading this for you folks because this is what their lawsuit says. This is coming from the American atheists. I am holding the lawsuit in my hand, and I'm glad our television audience is with us. The plaintiffs and each of them have suffered, are suffering, and will continue to suffer both physical and emotional damage because of the challenge crossed. Named plaintiffs have suffered symptoms of, ready for this, depression, headaches, anxiety, mental pain, and anguish from the knowledge that that cross is going to be in that 9/11 museum. They're actually alleging this, folks, and we're going to fight back and fight back aggressively, but this is where you come in. We want you to be part of this. We want you to engage us. If you want to talk to us on air about this, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. This is having an impact, not just, you know, in New York, but really around the country, Jordan, and certainly in Washington. I know some of the Prayer Caucus members of Congress have said they want to see some action here.
Well, and what's important about the Ground Zero Cross is that it's a symbol of the event. And what the museum has said, the Memorial Center has said, is that we're trying to tell the story of what happened on September 11th, what happened here at the World Trade Center at Ground Zero. And we're not trying to, it's not about religious displays, and we don't have to display every religious group because the cross was there. It was significant. Everyone remembers that. And the point of this is to memorialize it so that people don't forget that symbol of hope that we played in the opening of the show today, that the remembrance. And it was for those workers, the crews,
right,
that were in there cleaning up and that spent years cleaning up. That cross was a symbol of hope, and it was a symbol that you keep moving forward, you keep working.
The museum authority has filed their brief. They said that the American atheists are trying to revise history to eliminate religion from its retelling, ignoring the fact that people most closely tied to 9/11 tragedy responded in a variety of ways. Some of them found solace in that cross. So that is the subject of the dispute. Now, what are we doing? We're going to be filing a brief with over 100,000 Americans filing with us, supporting that cross at Ground Zero. And what we like to do on this broadcast is not just talk about it, but actually allow you to engage it. We want you to be part of this committee on this brief. Here's what you do. They're alleging they're depressed and have anxiety because the cross is there. I want to file a brief that rocks their socks off as far as how and why this is constitutional. They need to understand what this merely means. This is where you come in. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. If you want to sign that brief, 877-989-2255. Go to your phones right now. 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But let's get to 100,000 signatures. 877-989-2255. Call now.
This time, an atheist group has gone too far. A lawsuit has been filed to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? They claim they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous, so is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is poised to file an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross, and that brief will be filed in just a few days. We need to hear from you right now. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Add your name to our brief to support the Ground Zero Cross. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I want to get everybody up to speed exactly what we're talking about. A lawsuit has been filed by the American Atheist Association to get this cross. It's the surviving two steel beams from the Ground Zero area. These were two surviving steel beams from one of the towers. They want it removed from the museum. It's part of the history there. The museum authority wanted it put there because it was a place of solace for a lot of the first responders and the cleanup efforts that went in place. But you need to understand what these atheists are alleging because, folks, it's outrageous. They said as a direct, and I'm reading from their complaint. This is in their complaint. This is their lawsuit. As a direct and proximate result of the unconstitutional existence of the cross, plaintiffs have suffered and will continue to suffer damages for which they have no clear, speedy, or adequate remedy at law. It also says that they are physically and emotionally sick because of this. Symptoms, as I said, of depression. They want this cross removed. They said it is irrelevant to the site. This, again, the American Atheist. They said it is an unlawful attempt to promote Christianity and diminishes the civil rights and privileges of atheist Americans. This is absurd. I mean, this absolute legal argument they're making is absurd. But you've got to respond to absurd legal arguments. And folks, what we're doing is this. We want to get over 100,000 signatures on this brief that is going to be filed in just a few days. We are over 101 right now, which is great. But we want to get a clear 110, 120,000, because that is going to make a huge impact, a huge difference. So here's what I'd like you to do. If you've not yet signed on to the committee to protect the Ground Zero Cross, go to aclj.org. If you go to aclj.org, click on, it takes you a couple seconds, fill out the form, sign on the brief. If you want to call us, you can do that as well. So either aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or aclj.org, so you can get engaged on this and be part of this historic brief. And folks, I really think we could get over 110,000 signatures, but it's going to take you doing it. Again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's respond to this, Jordan, and let's go right to the phones.
Mike's calling in from Pennsylvania on line one. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jay. Great show.
Thank you.
And they're upset. You know, I really feel bad for them because they really need the pickup of the Bible. But if they manage to take down these crosses, which they won't, it won't happen. There's crucifixes all over this country, all over the world. They're at the top of every telephone pole.
Well, they're even putting, let me be really clear here. They're also putting, there's a Jewish prayer shawl that's going to be in there because it survived the 9/11 attack. And Jordan, you said something yesterday on the broadcast, which I think is very significant here. And that is, they're so upset about this cross, and they have no belief in faith, no belief in God, but this cross is making them physically sick.
Well, and this is something I think that's very interesting here. They even defend, and we can play some of that soundbite, they defend, the head of American Atheists defends religious artwork. It says, well, we're not trying to go after that. You know, you can have those pieces of religious artwork, but those aren't sacred and they aren't icons. Well, if anyone's been to major art museums here in the United States, you know that they have icons there. It's some of the oldest surviving art from the Western world and from the beginning of time in the biblical times. And that was the art. And certainly they had a religious significance. For some reason, that doesn't make them physically ill. But this cross does. You know, on the one hand, they can walk by all the other churches that are going on and they're not, you know, getting physically or mentally ill because of that. But yet this Ground Zero cross, which is historically significant, that makes them so yep. sick that they've got to file a lawsuit. You know, it's in the brief filed by the museum, who's also having to defend, of course, their selection of including the cross. They said the 110,000 square foot museum will house and display hundreds of artifacts, large and small, to testify the September 11th experience. The display of the artifact among those historic items is no more constitutionally impermissible than the exhibition of literally hundreds of religious paintings in government-supported museums. And yet this one makes them physically ill. That's their argument, mental pain, physical pain, and suffering.
Let me read another. I'm reading right from their complaint, folks. This is paragraph 4. Many of American Atheist members have seen the cross, either in person or on television, and are being subjected to and injured in consequence of having a religious tradition not their own imposed upon them through the power of the state. Now, they're saying they saw it on TV, and they're emotionally sick, so therefore they say it gets removed for everybody else. If that does not get you incensed, I don't know what will. But here's what we need to do. We don't just talk about it here. We take direct action. So you go to ACLJ.org, and you sign on to this committee. I want to get to 110,000 by the end of the week here. So you sign on to this committee for this brief. They're asking for an injunction, folks. We're fighting back. Or you can call right now, 1-877-989-2255. They're saying that they've seen it on TV and they're sick just knowing that cross is being placed in the museum. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. No excuse not to take action here, folks. We need to do that. Let's take some more calls.
Clifford calling in from Rhode Island on line 2. Clifford, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Clifford.
How are you guys doing today?
Great. You're on the air.
All right, great. I want to just say this, and I'll make it brief. The United States was formed as a theocracy, which is a combination of church and state. There is no separation of church and state in the Constitution. That's a lie that's been repeated and repeated. The bottom line is this. George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and all the founding fathers were all Christians. They may have worshipped different forms of Christianity, but they were Christians nonetheless.
Well, here's what you got to understand, though, okay? Our founding fathers set forth a policy of government based on a biblical understanding. The three branches of government come from a biblical understanding of governance. So I wouldn't say it's a theocracy, because a theocracy means the church controls the government, and that's not the case in the United States. But this isn't really about church-state separation. This is about a group of atheists saying, we're offended, therefore you have to remove it. Their price of freedom is, if they don't like it, you have to get it removed for the rest of the country. So they want this cross removed for the rest of the United States because they're offended. That's the real problem here.
Yeah, and it's there. I mean, the bottom line truth is that this cross was not put together from pieces of the towers. This was not something that was erected by the workers at the site. It's not a piece of art. It was there. The photographers captured it. The news teams captured it. The crews there, the cleanup crews there, the workers at Ground Zero, all of them who were also going through a lot of pain and suffering during that cleanup process, they are the ones who acknowledged it and why it became historically significant. And this is why the museum wants to include it, because it would be ridiculous, since they have it, not to.
Well, here's the thing. The reality is, and I think we've got to be crystal clear here, folks, they want this removed because they don't like it. The American Atheist said, well, we don't like it, therefore the rest of the country, you don't get to see it. And this is a surviving two steel beams, historically significant. And the American Atheists think they can decide this for the entire country. Now, if that outrages you, which it sure should, let's not just talk about it, folks. Let's take direct action here. Here's the direct action to take. We're going to file a legal response. That is a brief. Not just by the American Center for Law and Justice, not just the ACLJ, but by all of you. Could you imagine a brief going to this trial court in New York with 120,000 members of a committee? Which is a lot more than the membership of the American Atheist Association, I could tell you that. So what I want you to do is become part of this. Don't just say, okay, well, Jay's going to handle it. Let's get it done. It takes you to go there with us. You can't go to court with me, but you can in this sense. You become part of this committee, you're going to court with me, and we're fighting back. Here's what I want you to do. ACLJ.org. You can sign in online. Very easy to do. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's grab another call before the break here.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Andre calling from California on line 6. Andre, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Andre.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're on the air.
I was wondering why they even care if they don't even believe that it's even real, that Christianity is even, like, real.
Right.
It's fiction to them. They don't even have a pony in this race.
But they're offended. You got to understand, Andre, they're offended knowing that two steel beams survived the 9/11 attacks and they were in the shape of a cross. That's offensive to them. And what really becomes offensive to them is that cross then placed in a museum as a historically significant monument. Again, not a piece of art here. This was the two surviving steel beams. Our television audience is getting to see this right now. And if you go back, those of you watching on radio, we'll have it up today, listening on radio, ACLJ.org. We'll make sure you can see it. And also, we'll have a little clip of this broadcast. So, again, folks, this is, you got to understand what they're asking for. They want, I'm holding it in my hand, they are asking for an injunction to remove this cross from that Ground Zero Museum. They want it removed because they're offended. They said they are physically sick knowing it is there. And then they made that statement, they've seen it on television and therefore are physically sick and can't, basically are depressed. That's their words, by the way. I'm not making this up. This is the words they are saying we're reading from their complaint. And they're very serious about this. They file these lawsuits. You got to take it seriously. And we're going to do that. But that's where you come in. And this is what I want to be very clear here, folks. I am going to file a brief in response to this, defending that crosses, the two steel beams in the shape of a cross, placement inside this museum. It was historically significant. And I'm not going to just let the American atheists have their way. But this is where you come in. You could actually go to court with me and become part of this committee, which will be, with the way things look like, well over 110,000 of you. But I need you to stand with me on this, folks. So as we go to a break right now, everybody that's listening, either go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can sign up online. Really easy to do. Or you call me right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And when you make that phone call, you're going to add your name to this committee. So I want to be very clear here, folks. I need your help on this. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign it online right now, or you can go to 1-877-989-2255. I want to be over 105,000 by the end of this broadcast. So go to ACLJ.org, or you call right now, 877-989-2255. 2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Secchio provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Secchio Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Secchio tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Secchio. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. This time, an atheist group has gone too far. A lawsuit has been filed to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? They claim they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous, so is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is poised to file an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross, and that brief will be filed in just a few days. We need to hear from you right now. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Constitution. Add your name to our brief to support the Ground Zero Cross. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
It's been a real congregating place for many tourists who come to visit the 9/11 site to stop here and lay flowers or lay wreaths and say a prayer. And so it's been kind of a religious focus for many people of all different faiths.
Except for the American atheist who said, that's Reverend Kevin Madigan, by the way, a pastor of St. Peter's Church, one block from Ground Zero. But the atheists, they're not finding any solace in it. In fact, they're physically sick knowing this cross is there. I'm not kidding you, folks. This is in their complaint. They are physically and emotionally sick, depressed. Not because they just know it's there, but some of them actually have seen it on TV, and that's really making them sick. Now, I wish I could tell you this stuff was, you know, that this was a fairy tale, but here it is. This is their lawsuit. So we're going to respond, as I said, and respond aggressively. And that's, again, where you come in. I encourage you to go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this brief. I want to get to 105,000 by the end of the week, certainly, and you could get us there. And then what we hope to do, of course, is get it to much higher than that by the time we file, which will be early next week. So, folks, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Go ahead and make that call now or go to the website and let's get it done. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yep, let's go to Charles calling from Georgia on line 3. Charles, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Charles.
Yes, Jay, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I kind of wanted to ask your opinion on the fact that if they get any kind of positive ruling on their premise of emotional pain and makes them sick and all, I'm afraid they're going to try to use that as a precedent to build a stepping stone to say, well, now, you know, when we see Arlington Cemetery, it's causing us pain and emotional distress.
Of course. This is their argument is because they're seeing it either in person or on TV or know that it exists, that is giving them standing, in their view, to file a lawsuit to remove the cross. Understand who the censors are here. You know, they always accuse the conservatives of being the censors, but who's the censor here? The American Atheist Association. They're the censors. But sure, if they're offended by the cross at the museum at Ground Zero, why not Arlington Cemetery? Certainly the Jesus statue in Montana. I mean, on and on it can go. But again, that's why you fight back, folks, and that's exactly what we're doing. Let's get some more phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
Yep. Tracy calling from Oregon on line 5. Tracy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Did anybody ever think that we have to listen to them, the atheists, spew their hatred? They are saying they have mental anguish and physical pain and what have you.
Right.
What about us as Christians?
Well, we don't go around censoring their stuff. And that's the truth. They're the ones going around censoring things. We don't, you know, we don't agree with them theologically, but we're not, it's not causing us emotional pain or suffering or depression. So this is really ridiculous. But this is what they're alleging. And they're doing this to get standing in the lawsuit. That's what this is all about. And then they want damages. Their damages, because they're having mental anguish, they then can't, you know, sleep at night. Seriously, this is the kind of things they say. And therefore, this cross has to be removed, even though it's two surviving steel beams. Now, folks, I just looked at where we are, and we are about 250 signatures away from breaking about 102,000, a little bit more than that. So here's what I need you to do. This is really important. Go to aclj.org right now. Sign on to this brief, this committee, very important, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, and I encourage you to do that now. Very important that you do that. We're getting very close to getting to a significant number here, and I want to thank the people that have done it, but if you haven't signed yet, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's get the next call.
Sandra calling in from Tennessee on line 4. Sandra, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. This isn't about religion. This is about hatred. And hatred is what causes people to get sick. I mean, if I hate someone, it causes me anguish. Well, how do you hate someone that you don't even believe in?
Well, that's the irony of ironies with this whole thing, is that, you know, they don't believe in any of this, Jordan. We've talked about this. But they're so offended knowing it exists, and other people might believe in the significance of what the cross represents, that they're offended, therefore it has to go. That, I mean, that's basically their argument.
That is their argument. I mean, physically ill, mentally ill. Actually, in their brief, they actually took out their first draft brief. They said it actually caused stomach pains. They decided to take that part out, but still it causes depression. It causes mental pain, physical pain. Headaches are caused by this cross. And then I want to read a comment. This is from the American Atheist, a statement they made. The cross has become a Christian icon. It has been blessed by so-called holy men a few times and presented as a reminder that God, in his infinite power of goodness, who couldn't be bothered to stop the Muslim terrorists or stop the fire or hold up the buildings to stop 3,000 people from being crushed, cared enough to bestow upon us some rubble that resembles a cross. Ridiculous. If they just thought it was rubble that looks like a cross that's really just metal and they don't believe in God or they're angry at God, why the physical pain? Why the mental pain? I mean, I think a lot of people walking through this museum, it's going to be tough. It's a memorial to a horrible event, kind of like visiting a Holocaust museum. It's not a positive thing. It's something you do to remember what happened. So no one's having coming out of there. People may feel questionable when they're going through. And that's part of the point, is to remember what happened that day.
Right.
And yet they just compare it to a bunch of rubble, but somehow they're specifically the ones hurting from this.
All right, folks, we are 250 of you shy from breaking 103,000 signatures on this brief, and that'd be a great way to end today. So I need you to go to your phones again, aclj.org, or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org, either way. Hey, folks, stay on the line. Jordan's going to be taking your calls during his program as well, and we're going to take a few more now. But, again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's get another call in here.
Yep, Scott calling in from California on line 3. Scott, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm appalled at this. I'm a Christian. I was a fireman. I deployed from the state of Michigan to go search and rescue my brothers who were in the collapse in this event.
Thank you for helping on that.
And that's not a problem. I'd do it again. And to bear the witness to those crosses was overwhelming and very, very touching for us there. And for them to attack this is brutal, absolutely brutal.
Well, you know, I appreciate, well, first of all, you as a first responder helping with the tragedy there. I was there about a week and a half afterwards. They were still pulling bodies out of the rubble. I knew people that were involved and lost their lives, family members that have been sick, friends that have had medical problems from this, the inhaling what was going on with the debris down there. But I will tell you this, we're going to fight very aggressively. This lawsuit's serious, folks. And because it's serious, I fight back. Now, they, you know, you look at their allegations, you say that this is nuts. I mean, why are they doing this? But it's because they want the cross removed because they're offended. The fact that it's two surviving steel beams in the shape of a cross, and they don't believe in any of this, that doesn't matter. They want it gone because they don't like it. And they think because they don't like it, that's just the way it's going to be. And the fact of the matter is, that is not the way it's going to be because, again, rather than just talking about it, we could talk about this, which we are. I want you educated and informed. But you need to be engaged in the issue. And that's why I want to thank you. We're very close to that 103,000. I would like to end the broadcast at that number. So, folks, as we close this broadcast out, let me ask you to do this. It's very important. You go to your phones right now, and you call 1-877-989-2255. About 100 of you call, or a little bit more, and we're going to be over 103,000. We'll give you a report on tomorrow's broadcast exactly where we are. But again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. It just takes a few moments to do it at aclj.org. Sign up for Facebook, Twitter. Follow Jordan on twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Very important to stay engaged with the social media also. So go to aclj.org or pick up the phone right now and let's stand up and fight back. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. I want you to call now. Let's get to this 100. And I think we can get there, folks. We can get to that 103,000. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secchio Show. Jordan Secchio provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecchio.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secchio Show via email, info@secchio.com.